Hey everybody, Catherine and I have been working a lot lately and our schedules are opposite, so we haven't had an opportunity to sit down and record this week. But we have Patreon episodes, so I'm going to unlock one of those for you. And to all the patrons, sorry about this. Maybe we'll record something extra special for you in the upcoming week to make up for the double down. But for the rest of you, please enjoy this unlocked Patreon episode number 13. This is my fight song. Hey, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready. You go though.
Last night we were laughing very hard about that song that goes, "This is my fight song.
Take back my life song.
And how they put it, it's in like every movie where it's like, she was 30 years old and she wasn't married. And then his mom's like, "Why don't you have a boyfriend?" And she's like, "Well, maybe I don't want a boyfriend.
Maybe I have dreams.
Yeah,
Mom.
Maybe I want to start a cupcake store.
This is my fight song.
Take back." And then she just ends up getting married anyway.
Yeah, well, she meets a guy at the cupcake store. Yeah, she hires him.
Cupcake guy.
Or like you're watching America's Got Talent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they told her that she couldn't be a girl and a ventriloquist.
This is my first song.
It's some like perceived slight, like, you know, some
so
nonsense trauma somebody's going through.
It's so fucking insulting to women that you're like, this whole just existing as a woman is a feat in itself.
It really ruins it.
Doing
any of those ballads written by, you know, white women. In, like, you know, big hats.
Yeah,
and
those
jewelry.
Like fedoras and capes.
Throwing their fist in the air. Not going to take it anymore.
What are you not taking anymore? It was so funny because Ian was joking around that they definitely played this at a Hillary Clinton campaign event.
Yeah, like she's at the podium and then the song's playing and balloons are falling. She's clapping off beat and doing that thing they do. They like point and then they wave by opening and closing their hand.
Yeah, like a baby.
Yeah.
After we watched the music video for, I assume it's called Fight Song or
yes.
This Is
But
My
by
Fight
the way,
Song?
Can we talk about, before you talk about that, can we talk about the music video itself?
Yes. Sure. Let's do a breakdown of the music video.
Because the story of the song is this woman was like in her late 20s and she'd been trying to become a pop singer for a long time and it wasn't taking. And she was going to take one, she was going to have like one more shot at her dream by
so
writing
they fucking
this song.
Say. Isn't this the story she pitched to the Today Show?
Yeah, that's where I saw it. But so she's singing about how she's not going to give up or whatever. But the video is so funny because she's living like this, she's supposed to be living like this outlaw country life, like driving from bar to bar and
or at
playing.
Least having some kind of struggle based on the song.
Yeah, well, no, in the video that's what's happening. She's going to these bars and nobody's listening to her.
Oh,
she's,
I was like not really following a narrative. Yeah. I was just like, why is she crying in the shower?
Yeah, she's supposed to be like, you know, Blaze Foley or fucking
okay, yeah,
Towns Van Zandt or whatever, but she is also like impeccably dressed and her car is like a 1970s Mustang or something.
Yeah.
She's riding in a giant white bed.
Her apartment is impeccable.
It's huge.
She dresses, though, I could have closed my eyes and dressed her exactly how I knew she would be in this video. It's like every Kohl's buyer has the same awful taste with these like light flowy blouses with either polka dots or stripes and some goddamn hat that
yeah,
they put
with like
on
a giant
a woman.
Brim on it.
Yeah, and they like tuck it in with a little belt and some jewelry.
It's
and
weird because it's like trying to be rock and roll or alternative or something, but it's just you're just too corporate.
You can tell it's just like it's tone deaf in clothing form.
Yeah.
It's, you just miss the mark. You can see what they were trying to do if they had taste or personality, but it smells. It looks like it smells flammable.
Yeah.
It's just, and it was
polyester.
made by children in some third world country
mm-hmm.
for 40 cents.
It's reminiscent of some like 1960s hippie shit, but not really.
Yeah.
But more like smoother edges and
it's
more color coordinated and shit.
It's really awful.
She's running on the beach.
And I still got a little fight left in me.
pumping her fist.
A little fight left in me. So
whatever
I can,
the lyric
so
is.
So I can berate some assistant manager at a frozen yogurt shop or something.
It's, and we'll get to the Hillary Clinton thing in a second, but it reminds me so much of the people we make fun of on the internet who write these long posts about the trauma they went through, and it's like,
oh boy.
Bitch, I know you just went through a breakup this yeah. year. Imagine somebody coming back from war and they're seeing fucking, you know, the enemies in the bushes outside of their house. You know, they gotta duck, gotta draw the blinds and duck behind their couch because they think they hear helicopters, and they go talk to some woman who talks about all the violence
all the
and trauma she's been through.
She was shaking. I always hear people talk about how they saw a tweet and afterwards they were shaking.
Right.
They were so upset. They were shaking.
And you know they're just sitting on their couch, slack jawed,
yeah.
just staring into their phone.
How can I do something?
Literally
about this?
Dying.
I bet you there is a term for that, though. The way that we are minimizing people's trauma because it's not as big as somebody else's trauma. It's
oh,
like
for
similar
sure.
to spiritual bypassing or whatever. It's like trauma comparison. I don't know.
My problem, and I heard somebody talking about this recently, and it really struck a chord with me because I don't want to be guilty of this. It's that millennials speak in hyperbole,
mm-hmm.
so then it doesn't give you... Oh, it was Colin Quinn. It
okay.
doesn't give you... words have to have meaning, so you should have a spectrum. If something upset you, you say, that upset me. You don't say...
I was literally shaking until I vomited, and I had to go to therapy because that tweet upset me so
much. Yeah, exactly. If a joke's funny, it didn't... I'm literally dead.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, fuck, well, then what...
Yeah, where's the bar now?
What happens when something actually is that great or
yeah.
that bad? You have
yeah.
no words to... It's kind of the same thing with the president, honestly.
Yeah.
We've been saying everything he does is so egregious and awful, and then when he does do something, it's you only have those same words to use.
Yeah.
And it takes the sting out of the critique.
Completely. It's a really... I don't know. I don't want to be guilty of the exact thing we're talking about by exaggerating too much, but it is... It's kind of devastating to language, to modern language and
yeah.
communication.
Yeah, so I've been trying to like pull back with that stuff.
Yeah,
because my way of doing it would be like, oh, that person's a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's just because what?
Because
they
tweeted
wrote
something
a bad
stupid.
Tweet. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's not fair as well. So the Hillary Clinton video.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were saying like this is. The perfect Hillary Clinton song for her to walk out to after while we were watching the music video. Then we closed the music video, and the next thing on YouTube was a bunch of celebrities singing it like a cappella style for Hillary Clinton.
For the DNC in 2016 for Hillary Clinton, and it was like every single celebrity you would guess would be a part of it.
Yeah.
It starts off with what's her goddamn Elizabeth
Banks.
Banks. And she's, like, topless or something.
Is she?
And I don't remember. Kristen Chenoweth. All the, like, wicked cast
Ugh.
Who are just fighting the oppressors left and right.
Right. And you just go, like, well, you said, good thing I didn't see this because I would have just full-on voted for Trump.
Yeah. I mean, this is why...
It is offensive, really.
This is why he won this shit. And somebody... There's somebody out there who's like whatever kind of manager for her campaign, like PR or social media or whatever that was, who conceived of that and like really thought that that was gonna be a huge hit. But
I guarantee you they have like a show on MSNBC now, whoever made that.
Yeah, goddamn. But then we talked about it at the end. We're like, there are people in the world who this makes sopping wet. Who
yeah.
love this shit.
It's the morning show, America's Got Talent viewers.
Yeah.
You know, that saccharine sweet kind of make your teeth hurt bullshit.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, Walmart gave a bunch of coats to some homeless kids. That type of
yeah.
shit. That the horns of them
what
up.
A good corporation.
Yeah. Well, their parents work at Walmart. That's why they can't afford coats to begin with.
So Hillary Clinton, just using that comparison that this is that it's finally time for Hillary Clinton to get her due, and that this is her fight song.
Fighting. She fought the whole way.
Like,
and
she's a little.
She's still got a little fight left.
Dickensian
in her.
Orphan with like fingerless gloves and dirt on her face, who's never gotten a fair shake in her life.
The whole slogan, she persisted.
That's like, for Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, really?
That one is cool. It was cool the first time I heard it because she was absolutely obliterating the CEO of Wells Fargo, and she wouldn't let up, and he was complaining about it, and he was like, I told her to stop, but nevertheless, she persisted.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what it was. It was definitely that in that realm.
So it's making fun
and
of
so,
him, really.
Yeah, and so when you heard that, I mean, and then every woman grabbed that and threw it on a tote bag at their Etsy store and kind of ruined it, but it was cool because it was some like absolute monster complaining that she wouldn't leave him alone because he swindled $1 billion from everybody.
Fuck that guy.
So that was cool. Now it's awful, but yeah, and I'm sure people attribute it to Hillary constantly. Dude, this type of bullshit is now permeating my everyday physical life because I was trying to walk the dog this morning and I couldn't get through because
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
There's a giant cherry picker thing parked on our block, on our sidewalk, because some woman is painting this big ass like fierce mural of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and like I also couldn't get by because so many women in fucking pussy hats are stopping to tell her what a like service she's doing to everybody. Yeah.
I had the laundry and I hit that cherry picker and there's just nowhere to go. You have to walk out into the street or kind of like shove into a plant. And then once you pass it, there's, like you said, there's a giant crowd of women taking pictures.
Yeah.
And the mural, does she have like a crown on and shit?
I know it's all like pastels and stuff. She doesn't yet. So far it's like, it's very colorful, but there's no like diamond studded fingerless gloves or anything yet.
Yeah.
But they're not done yet. Imagine getting fucking hit by a car because you had to walk around that bullshit.
Right. And being a woman.
I'm torn with that one because I know Elizabeth Warren showed her true colors during the presidential run. And obviously we know Hillary sucks. Am I just like poisoned by all of it that when I see people hailing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, like she should get some credit, right?
Yeah, but there's a difference between being politically informed and active and just like jumping on the bandwagon of hero worship and kind of incorporating people, real life people, into this imaginary hip hop world
this,
of
like,
slang and
memorabilia,
you know,
cultural aesthetic thing that we don't need to do. I don't need them on a tote bag.
There's work to be done now, or people to elect now, or hold accountable. We don't need you fucking doing like sucking the tits of a dead woman, I guess. If I could put it. To coin a phrase.
We don't need you. I'm not even going to repeat that. Gross, Ian. Was it still the AM? Okay, good.
Technically, we did sleep like 11 hours.
That was great. That felt really good.
Really?
To sleep 11 hours. Yeah. I had a dream that I was forced into an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
To some guy I went to high school with. He wasn't even in my grade.
Don't worry, babe. I'll make sure you never get married.
Thank you, dear. Thanks so much.
What was the deal?
I was really upset about it. I don't know. The dream started on the day of the wedding, and I was like, there are all these people getting me ready for it, and I was like, I'm marrying Steve. I'm not going to say his last name, but I was like,
who was it?
Some guy I went to high school with that I was never friends with.
What was I doing?
I don't know. And then at the in the car on the way over there, I remember saying to somebody, but why do I have to get married? And they were all like, they were silent. They were like, I don't
Why don't
know.
You shut the fuck up?
Anyway.
Just do it. Kat, were you wearing your little business suit?
I think I had dreads.
What?
I think I had blue dreads.
That's not good.
I know. now I wasn't wearing my business
suit. Catherine wears a little business suit to bed. She's one of these people that wears a set of pajamas, like she's got a meeting in the dream realm. I told her I'm going to get her a little silk briefcase.
You will never stop making fun of me for this. It looks great. It's a nice.
It does look nice. It's just funny colored. To like fully. You're like, you know, old timey. Get dressed up for bedtime.
I like a good set of pajamas.
Yeah, there. Yes, you do.
I have a monogram set.
I know you do.
They're too warm though. I want it to be. I'm just forcing winter upon us too soon. It's too hot for that. For that nonsense. I think that's why I'm having fever dreams.
Right.
It is so funny the way our bedroom is set up. One person has to sleep underneath the air conditioner and one person has to sleep next to the hellish old radiator that just screams and spits fire on you all night.
I guess you could turn the bed the other way and then we could both, then our heads could be sweaty and our feet could be cold.
Wait, how would we do that?
Like the way the last guy had his bed.
No, he had like this contraption that he had to build in order to get his bed around the radiator.
No, he only did that because he had like a big
headboard.
We could do it.
But then one person's still next to the radiator.
We're both next to the radiator.
What?
But one of us is... Well, actually, the person on the outside would be nice.
He had it he had it coming out this way. So right. The one end was... So one person would be next to the radiator.
Right. But I'm saying, like, your head would be next to the radiator and your feet would be next to the air conditioner.
Okay. All right. I don't... I mean, we're only... No. Who cares?
Okay.
It was just a little aside.
All right.
Okay. This is my fight song. Oh, I forgot. In the DNC version, they break off into a rap at one point. And I was like, okay, now it's cool. Now you did it. You got me.
Man, they just don't respect us. That's what it is. Yeah. Like, you already have these people that are like, it's time for a lady. Mm. Like, you got anybody who listens to whatever. What's her name? What's that woman's name who sings the song?
Oh, I don't know. Sarah Platten, I think it was.
Yeah. Anybody who has that album is already voting for Hillary. Don't worry about it.
Why do you need to try so hard with those people?
You don't have to embarrass yourself on top of that. You know what I mean? Like, just...
And what
she's
do you
a shoe-in with that demographic.
I think this year has shown us the lengths that, like, celebrities are capable of going to like, embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
In a way, because normally they have jobs and shit, but now they're
just
like...
But this was in 2016, so they've been doing it for a while.
I know. So what my question is, I don't know, actually. I think I overlooked that somehow. I don't know how that was never on my radar, but this year has proven that they're all just narcissistic maniacs.
Well, it's context, right? So during that time, everything was kind of okay. So when people make this shit, you just go, oh, they're up to their old tricks. They can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Also, it's like the people you would expect. And then, but when the world is decaying and people are still like, you got to look at me. I sang Imagine for you to lift you up because, you know, I know you're having a hard time.
Yeah.
So, and I know when you see my face, because people start saying this stuff like the reason I got into blah, blah, blah was to make the world a better place and to make people feel good.
Yeah.
You say that enough, even you start to believe it. So you go, well, what is my gift? I make people happy. I bring sunshine to the world. So I'll do that once again. And uplift, like, I'll show people that it's okay to cry. And as a leader, as a thought leader, and in what are they called? Influencer, people will take their cues from me.
Fucking Josh Gad.
Yeah, and learn to emote, learn to express themselves.
My Twitter only exists to destroy Josh Gad.
Fuck Josh Gad.
He started crying. He just started sobbing and said, I just thought this would be good for everyone to see so they know it's okay to cry. And he's just weeping the whole time. I was horrified.
Yeah.
It's
like I took a shit. And I just thought everybody should see it to know.
It really shows you that when they don't have work to do, when they don't have projects, they really think like they need that attention. And they really think that we, no matter what they do, love them unconditionally. I think they've got fucking warped brains. You know, it's like, no, you exist for my entertainment. I'm not, if you're not even going to try, just leave me alone.
And this idea of like, we're all in this together. Who, what?
He's on the patio, in his garden patio in Malibu. Crying.
But even beyond that, it's like, no, as a society, we all got together and decided to elevate you people. That's part of the deal, you know? We live vicariously through you. We think about all the cool shit you get to do. No, never, ever in your entire career have we been together. You don't know what it's like. Maybe even if you became famous in your fucking 40s and you spent a long time in a roach-infested apartment. Now, suddenly, that you're at the peak of your career, you're not with us anymore. You're a different class, which is fine.
Yeah.
But don't pretend.
Well,
don't like,
I was going to say, you know, the people that we said exist who do love that DNC video and stuff. Like, once again, there are plenty of people who exist who love everything Josh Gad does and is like, thank you for being a hero. I showed my son this video of you weeping and now he won't stop crying and that's good for the family.
But that's a very specific type of person. It's like a normie who watches those daytime television shows and those types of people just take input into their brain, right?
But so isn't there's no that most people?
Most people? I don't know if it's most people. Mm-hmm. I think television is failing and, you know, these people's projects are targeted to very specific demographic. I don't think it's most people.
I don't know. I hope not, but it is a large amount of people.
There's a lot of people. I mean, things that are popular are usually bad.
Yeah.
And like kind of adhere to this principle, which is like, if it's on the TV, if it's on the radio, then it's good and it's right.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever inspiring thing they're saying, I'm just going to take it at face value. It is inspiring.
Yeah.
So yeah. But you got to decide who you want your demographic to be, because you can always appeal to idiots, but you'll never be cool.
That's an interesting you've got to decide who you want your demographic to be, because I don't feel like we've had conversations just about this podcast and we're like, I don't know what the demographic is.
Sure, yeah.
No idea. You don't have to decide.
But they're definitely not Josh Gad stans.
yeah. That is true. That does warm my heart. As long as you're not a Josh Gad stan.
If you got if you got hot sauce in the mail, take a picture with yourself and the hot sauce and tag us on Instagram or something, mm-hmm. so we know what our demographic is.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to share all those pictures.
Yeah, same.
People are taking pictures of the hot sauce, but take a picture of yourself with it.
If you're comfortable doing that.
No, do it.
Okay.
Fucking do it. And we'll send out the rest soon.
Yeah.
We're going to do this episode to talk about My Truth, The Rape of Two Corys. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We tried so many times and we kept getting accidentally drunk and high on mushrooms.
Yeah, high on mushrooms. We did a bunch of mushrooms the other night and Catherine goes in the bathroom. She comes out. She's got tears in her eyes. She hands me her phone and I'm like, well, this looks like snakes to me. I don't know what the fuck this says. And she says, I think there's this comedy booker in New York and somebody had written this long thing about her, and Catherine goes, should I say the person's name or no?
No, it doesn't matter.
So-and-so died. And I go, oh my God, what the fuck? And so we're all standing around. We're like, oh, she was fucking cool. And we decide to like dim the lights and play like a song from a musician she likes in like honor of her life.
Luckily, we didn't get that far.
Yeah, we started to.
And the lights were already dim, to be fair. You, because you were on mushrooms, you were playing around with the lights.
I'm trying to make this story more interesting.
Well, I'm
just
trying to make it less embarrassing for us.
Well, we were fucking high on mushrooms.
Yeah, we were really out of it. But I was like, this is a person I kind of knew of. This is so upsetting.
I had interacted with her several times. And
then all it took was for me to actually read the comments under the post and see her saying, oh, thank you. She's moving. I was like, oh, my fucking God. I will say the post itself, I reread it. You cannot tell. If she hadn't commented on it, it's like, that's a dead person.
Yeah.
They're like, this shit sucks so bad. I'm going dark for a while, guys. Like, I'm going to log off Instagram. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to miss you so much. I was like, oh my God.
It was a melodramatic nonsense post.
But
But to me, it looked like hieroglyphs, so I didn't know what the fuck.
Yeah, so all you heard was, she died. Yeah. And we're like, oh my God. Wow. Even our friends who don't even know her were like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Our one friend laid down on the ground. They couldn't handle it.
Yeah, so we tried to record an episode that night, and would you believe it didn't?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Turn
out.
Well.
Yeah, we've been trying to get this done for a while. That's why we have merch, you know, to make up for the episodes we don't release.
Nonsense. Yeah.
But what were we talking about? Oh, The Rape of Two Corys.
Yes.
Which is the documentary about Corey Feldman. Well, made by Corey Feldman, basically about him and Corey Haim's history of molestation.
Yeah. Shout out to Austin for sending it to us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Somehow, we couldn't find it anywhere. You just had a copy of it. It's like, yo, I heard you need the Rape of Two Corys.
It was on VHS. He mailed it to us. And it was like, you know, it's one of those things where you want to make fun of Corey Feldman because he's such a wiener and he makes like the worst music ever. But he really is like standing up for child abuse. But
yeah.
He just wished it was anybody else because he's sitting there trying to have a press conference. He's got a bedazzled hat on with the rhinestones.
I had to keep reminding myself that he was doing something good. Like, he's going after Hollywood pedophiles, and I was still like, yeah, but you're annoying.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Why don't you hire like a lawyer or a businessman?
Well, because...
Because he's famous?
Well, no, because he craves that attention at the same...
Sure.
I think he's genuinely... wants to take these people down, and he knows it's right, and blah, blah, and he was, like, severely traumatized, but he also loves being on camera and loves hamming it up.
Right.
And loves having a fucking string of hair right in the front of his face with a bead on it that represents Corey Haim somehow.
Oh, God. Yeah. And all the stories about Corey Haim, like, Corey Haim is just getting railed out by Charlie Sheen and Feldman's like, yeah, and it happened to me too. Somebody blew me in my sleep.
Blew
like,
him in his sleep.
Wait a second.
It's called The Rape.
The Rape of One Corey.
That part sounded, he would go into such graphic detail of what happened to poor Corey Haim. And then how, the only way to make it less, not that any of it would be his fault, but like he was just like so not a part of it, was on top of everything, he was asleep.
Yeah.
He was getting blown, which is like the least invasive sexual act, I think, and he was asleep. It just sounded like he was like, right, am I?
I don't know. You could like get a hand job or like
okay. Yeah, I guess a hand
slap, job. Slap some titties around or something.
Okay.
That's not invasive.
Titties left.
I don't know. I'm not here to split pubic hairs, but
you were though, because you brought up the difference between his.
I didn't say anything. You said what?
What?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I was just saying the less invasive. That might be a less invasive form of molestation.
I said it would be. I see. No, I was saying, but you brought up what happened to Corey and how it's kind of funny when. Oh, sorry, Corey.
It's not funny.
No, okay.
I don't think it's funny to molest children.
No, none of it's funny. None of it's funny. Obviously, like I said, bad stuff happened to both of them. I just like to make fun of Corey Feldman because he's...
Not me. I think he's a victim, but...
He is a victim. Own. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's not really something I want, like,
you're
like to joke about.
You're a piece of shit, Ian.
I don't think that's, like, amusing.
It's not.
Oh, I want to giggle. Let me throw on a rape documentary.
It's not.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it.
What do you want to watch? Norm MacDonald comedy special? No, let's watch something... really funny. This is Catherine talking.
You wanted to watch it.
I have here an open secret if you want to.
An open secret is great. It's
You think that's funny too?
Oh, God. I keep digging so many holes. I keep digging a hole and then somehow
and then
crawling
putting
out of
a
it,
dick
and
in
then,
it.
And then falling into a different one that I've dug. No, they're compelling documentaries and they reveal a lot about Hollywood.
Yeah, I used to have a joke about that never did well.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Recommend
it's
one of these documentaries.
Good.
Like, hey, have you seen this pedophile documentary? I really enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I learned so much.
You do have. It is hard to watch Corey Feldman and then also keep your serious cap
the,
on.
The Corey Feldman parts, it's like, all right, you know his story, kind of. Like, he's written a book, and he's been around forever. He's, like, fucking 50 or whatever. But, like, that other kid they showed, like, the Disney Channel star.
Oh, yeah.
That was heartbreaking. Him just kind of, like, slowly revealing all these horrible things that happen with, like, these guys have these shitty parents who hire handlers, like, just babysitters, and they're always pedophiles. Yeah. I think just to try to go and get that job, you have to be horny for children.
Anybody who wants to be around children that they're not related to, they yeah. should go through so many background checks.
I know they do that. That's with, like, the Big Brother program.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be a Big Brother, you got to get interviewed constantly. And, like, they ask you crazy. They ask you, like, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Oh, my God.
Where were you? Like, they just hammer you to make sure you're not going to.
I guess that's good. That's a good. I support that. It's just like, wow.
Yeah, God. Because a lot. Because that's, like, perfect if you wanted. If you could get into that program easily and you're a pedophile. Yeah. Because the kids are all, like, less fortunate. Yeah. And, like, a lot of the one of the reasons they need an adult in their life is because their parents are usually not around.
Yeah.
Stuff,
oh, that's perfect for pedophiles.
Yeah. Speaking of Disney, I was researching the other day, doing the deep research about this Disney Channel producer who worked on, like, the, I don't know, what are the shows? This is more your time.
No, don't. Yeah. I didn't watch it. I know iCarly. Yeah.
All the Ariana Grande shows and stuff, and, like, Amanda Bynes and all that stuff. There was this. He's been around.
Was he Nickelodeon
since,
and Disney? Because I thought Bynes was Nickelodeon.
Oh, maybe it was Nickelodeon. Maybe that's why I was having a hard time finding.
Was, yeah.
Huh.
And he's
what about all those other shit? Like the
pedophiles everywhere. It's just probably.
I know, but like Ariana Grande, she was in the Disney Channel.
Yeah, I think that was Disney.
So I guess he worked on both channels, because he worked on all that. He goes that far back.
Oh,
he's been
God.
Doing it for like 25 years, right? And everybody thought that he was like a huge creep. Like, he would, there's a bunch of clips of little girls, like, showing their feet on camera on all these shows.
God.
He was really into feet, and he would tweet about feet.
He's like, hey, kids, send us pictures of your feet to P.O. Box, whatever, Burbank, California.
No, he was, like, having people, he's like, write on the soles of your feet, and then tweet it at me, and I'll retweet it.
Oh, my God.
And I'll screen grab it, and I'll jack to it.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think they ever proved anything with that guy. They ended up firing him and saying it was like a difference of opinion type thing.
They're a pedophile. He's a pedophile and they're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our opinion is that we are receiving too much hate mail. So you're gone. But yeah, I guess, like, and there are people who have reached out, like, actresses after the fact and said, like, as long as he's bringing them money, they'll never fire him. And he's a, some people have said that he was, like, the worst predator of all time, but nobody can, like, get him on anything.
This is the guy who big rumors speculate is the father of Jamie Lynn Spears' baby.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know about that. That seems like something that they just, like, talked about on Reddit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I remember when that happened and they had to cancel Zoe 101, and she had a long-term boyfriend who was like, yeah, oops,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, it was probably that.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande won't talk about it. And I think she was one of his, like,
favorites. I think that's
favorites.
A PR move, though.
Me too.
She just doesn't want to be associated with that at
PR,
all.
PR, but also, like,
whatever.
It's probably just something you don't want to fucking talk about with. That's the thing about all this stuff. It's like, it happens to you.
Yeah.
And now you're a celebrity and you have to come out and, like, hey, this is my defining thing now.
Yeah.
This is going to be entered into my Wikipedia forever. When people bring me up in magazines.
That's what I mean by PR thing. She doesn't want it part of her image at
right,
all.
Right. Singer, songwriter, and victim.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Maybe I've done the thing. But that's at the same time, it's like, if this guy's still working and doing this shit.
Yeah, that does. It does help keep everything in place if you don't expose it.
You can do some of it with, like, I don't know, what's it called? Like, non-disclosure acts where you testify against somebody, but your name is never released. Didn't, like, a lot of
like
Weinstein victims or Epstein victims and stuff do that?
Probably.
With their names. But then the press always gets a hold of it.
Yeah, eventually. It's just Ariana Grande and Groucho Marx glasses.
She kept that red wig from whatever show she was on in the Disney Channel.
Yeah, they just threw together such guys. I mean, it really is so easy to convince me that all of that is a front for like pedophile rings because of the fucking bare bones, quote unquote, storylines they have in these shows. I mean, they just go into a studio and they just like put on clown wigs and run around for a while. And then
I always thought that would be probably the greatest job ever, like writing one of those shows.
Yes, I've always thought that too, because it
sounds
so easy.
You write it on a napkin at the bar. You're like, done, next. Fuck it, let's write the whole season. Yeah. I don't know.
So like, she got an F in math class and then she, nobody asked her to the dance. Okay,
yeah,
next.
Yeah, yeah. Season two. Let's go.
So this week, Pornhub released... It's like Pornhub's Insights team released the top searches in each state during election week, which I saw articles about and they posted on Twitter and it did really well. And I is that not horrifying?
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
To anybody else?
Oh, cool. So like, you're logging everything.
Keeping track.
Isn't this cute?
Yeah.
This fun little story.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You shouldn't know what state I'm in. Some of these.
Sure, state, but just like why?
What?
Just they're just cataloging everything you do.
Yeah,
it's just we're always confronted with that fact, and we're always like, no, that sucks.
Like, no, but anyway, I did it on MILFs. DuckDuckGo.
What do we got?
Arkansas's number one thing is furries.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
what?
Fascinating.
Is that like the furry capital of the?
Have you now? You are a furry. Yeah. So have you ever watched any furry pornography?
No, I would not like that.
Interesting. Like, how does it work? I can't wait to Google this after.
You got to take your regular human dick out. You must, right?
Yeah, do you just, like, pull it out of a slot? Or is it just, like, people walking around with, like...
Furry pants?
Upper
stuff?
Half of them is, like, a blue wolf. Oh, and then the bottom part is just human genitals.
I bet you they just keep the mascot heads on. And probably have, like, collars and shit.
I think a lot of the costumes have, like, holes in the buttocks area.
yeah, holes. But then you're going to have to, like, pull your dick out. And that's gonna ruin the illusion.
The problem with furries is they're all bottoms.
Yeah. So they're all just bumping butts.
Yeah. It might just be, like, a lot of petting.
It's like pandas, so they can't procreate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're not. None of them are, like, assertive enough.
They're just coward. I think they just... Don't they just get in piles? That's called something. You know, right? Because you follow all the...
I don't know.
The entire furry community on Twitter.
I really don't know. Do you want to know what the top porn searches for your home state?
So, wait. Hold on. This is during the election...
Yeah, election
weekend?
Week.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
what is it? What's
Michigan? Face-sitting.
Face-sitting?
Face-sitting.
What the fuck? Wow, that's so specific.
Some of these are so weird and they're not porn.
Don't you think the number one in every state would just be fucking? Two people fucking?
Yes. I mean, you would, but this doesn't make any sense. I'm so confused. Connecticut's is wedgie.
No.
Right?
That's
so bizarre.
What even is that?
How is that the top... search for the whole state?
But like, yeah, exactly, but also explain to me what that is.
Yeah, how are we making that sexual?
Walking around with wedgies?
Probably.
They just pull their underwear pulled up in their ass.
See,
and they strut around.
I forgot that wedgie could just be somebody with a wedgie. I was thinking the act of, like, you know,
right,
ripping.
That was my first thought, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's like women pulling their underwear out of their ass.
Okay. Cool.
Oh,
Connecticut,
you fucking weirdos,
fucking oh my god. Maryland was back shots, and then District of Columbia was just vote. This is so weird.
Yeah, it's not anything.
DC was just like people fucking in voting booths. Can we watch that?
Yeah, you got like vote painted across your tits while you're getting railed out.
Rhode Island, pegging, nice.
What's Pennsylvania?
Where are we? None of this is in, like, geographical order. It's all just the mess around of graphic. Let me see, where the fuck are you? Pennsylvania. Damn, I'm sorry. I don't know where it is. What does
my state
look like?
You see New York? California?
Texas is Sex-Mex.
Is that just like Mexicans?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
How this just this seems wrong. Don't you think that they just had fun? Like Kentucky is among us.
What?
Like the game?
What the fuck? What is wrong with people? They're just like.
So they go to Pornhub.
You know what I like is bagels. Could I fuck a bagel? Is there bagel porn? Why? That's a different sensation.
That's exactly right.
Playing Among Us with your friends is a different feeling than getting blown. You know, why do you got to tie the two?
Exactly. People are combining, like, I mean, most of these are normal, thank God. Like South Carolina, grandma got it.
Sure.
At least you have a fetish.
Thank you. Regular shit.
But Among Us and Louisiana, this sounds, Louisiana is Popeyes.
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 The food.
That's your exact joke, what you just said. I like Popeyes. Can I fuck it?
Right.
Can I watch a naked woman rolling around on Popeyes?
Doesn't this seem like... Okay, I have a theory here.
Okay.
There's one video called Among Us that's just happens to be very good. And people stumble upon it and they're like, wow, that was... She was wearing an Among Us helmet.
Kentucky?
And I was, yeah.
What's the geographical tie here?
Maybe when you're, maybe Pornhub categorizes things geographically. So if they're like, oh, I'll recommend this video because people who tend to live in this area like this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's partially their fault.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. Oregon is succubus. That's crazy. That's advanced, don't you
think? Yeah.
That's wild. Okay, Alaska, this makes no sense, is No Nut November. You're going to Pornhub to watch somebody not come?
That seems to me like it's cuck porn adjacent.
Okay.
Where like maybe two girls are going at it and the guy has to sit in the corner and be like, oh, I can't.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
But Nut November is like really something that the Zoomers have embraced.
Why?
I always see this on TikTok. There'll be like some hot girl dancing and then all the comments are like, stay strong, boys. Don't do it. You can hold out.
I feel like Zoomers love a challenge and a trend. They always do that shit.
They're
on
sexually
TikTok.
Broken also.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got. I had that joke about young guys not being able to get boners and I put that on TikTok and it did really well and all the comments are like, why you got to come at me like that, bro? Like this is a true problem nobody talks about. This all these kids just being like,
upsetting.
This is relatable, you know, right in the feels type
we
of
need
shit.
To save the boners for young people.
Because when you talk about it, it's kind of an abstract thing as a millennial, you know, or as an older millennial.
Yeah,
Elder millennial who didn't grow up with, you know, internet porn.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, oh, I've heard this. But when you realize that really is a huge deal,
yeah.
That like young guys, and that's why Blue Chew is like this huge company now.
Man.
Or like when you go to the fucking bodega, like the front of the bodega is just like boner pills.
Do any of those actually work?
Yeah, I hear they all work, but they give you
really?
Like a really bad headache, a lot of them.
Weird. What does it do? It just like stimulates blood flow or something?
Yeah, that's all a boner is.
Weird. Weird. It really is upsetting. The decadence and the hedonistic lifestyle, it's you need to have some deprivation in all.
Yeah. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think it's like it's a constant access to pornography, so there's no like mystery about what a person looks like naked.
And that's really important psychologically, I think,
yeah,
for
and
sex.
That, and then I also think like there is this kind of Just all the gender talk and also like all the Me Too talk. And I know this sounds like some alt-right shit,
mm-hmm.
but I think young men are probably afraid to do anything wrong or step on anybody's toes. Oh, do you want to talk about the fucking signs that are all over this neighborhood?
What? Oh, yeah.
I went out to the gym the other day to get swole as hell. And I was crossing the street and on a lamppost was a sign that said, it was a picture of a guy. Young guy, and it said, I'm an abuser and a rapist. And then underneath it, it said, if you see me on the street, spit on me.
And it said, piss works too.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, here's his Instagram handle. By the way, my daddy is a famous actor, Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
So this is Michael Rapaport's kid, and some
woman that he may or may not have abused.
Yeah.
Put these, and I started walking, and I look, and it's on every fucking mailbox, every post. I don't know if it's still out there,
wild.
But for blocks and blocks, all yeah. over this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. So I ended up, did you read the...
I read the initial tweet that she posted.
Yeah, so
about
I found her online. She tweeted about it, and like the way she tells it on the internet is that she was in a relationship with this kid when she was 14 and he was 15, and he used to yell at her sometimes and like
can like throw stuff at her.
Yeah, threw something at her once, and yeah. like fuck, man, I don't know what's happening there,
yeah.
but all of that is just. I mean, if he abused her. Fuck him, but if he didn't, that's horrific for
yeah.
that kid, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like maybe just a toxic
child
relationship.
Both children.
Like, this is the way you handle this, like, publicly?
That is so strange. Yeah, that was, like, so uncomfortable to
yeah.
see. She put his picture on there, and he looks like a baby.
Right.
So,
an option for women now to do, like, in this like kind of tell your story type of thing. I'm just saying that this type of stuff, seeing a sign like that, might turn off a young boy from. He's like,
I don't want to have
my room
wanted sign.
Yeah, that's it for
yeah.
me. I'm good. Who knows even what I'm capable of? Maybe I'm an asshole and
yeah.
I haven't learned it yet, so I'm not going to enter into a relationship and ruin my life. And it's all these factors are just pulling people apart. Like in Japan, they don't, nobody has a relationship or has sex anymore,
yeah.
right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't lived there long term.
I
didn't have sex with anybody in Japan.
Yes,
well, anybody
did.
Else.
What the fuck? I would hope not.
Sex with any Japanese people. I know, I was kidding. Yeah, I don't know. This is a tough thing to, I always hate when something like this happens and somebody goes, so do you think he did it? It's like, I couldn't possibly begin
right.
to say. I was not there. I don't want to tell somebody who went through something that it didn't happen, but I also don't want to be a random observer and jump in and say, yep, that did happen.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an odd place for the public to be involved in.
Yeah, why are you involving us?
Yes.
You know?
Now we gotta fucking confront this.
If you go tell the police about a rape,
they don't
they
do
also rape you.
Oh, God. It just, it's tough when, man.
But do you see how, like, for people who are young, this might turn them off to...
Of course. And
relationships
also,
completely.
I also feel for young girls who I think it's become like commonplace to, like, she was like, it took me a long time to come to terms with this and to confront my abuser.
Yeah, a lot of these people say, like, I didn't even know I was abused.
Yeah,
until
somebody told me I was.
Yeah, until I heard that it was.
Yeah.
Until I heard Fight Song.
Yeah. But like I said, you can't tell somebody who went through something that it didn't happen, and you can't say it definitely did happen. It's just such an awkward position to be in.
Yeah.
As an observer, you're just trying to drink your coffee and walk your dog, and
right.
you're like,
and you're like,
"Well,
oh my god.
Well, how do you feel about Michael Rapaport's son being a rapist?" You're like, "I don't know, man. I don't know."
And the kid's like 19, by the way.
And all these people are piling on, going, I'm so sorry that happened to you, based on how angry his father is. You can see how this
really?
Happened, like, based on the type of videos his dad makes. It's like, now people have their minds made up.
We have a friend who is in a relationship that's a little dicey with a woman who may be a little unhinged. I'm going to talk in vague terms here.
Toxic, yeah.
And she recently tweeted something that to the world is like this cute, funny thing about like a slightly shitty thing she's doing in the relationship. And it went mini viral. And he's just got to see that happen. Like a lot of friends we have are like begging this kid to get out because he's got some like mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exacerbated by this woman who is a little bit of a, I don't know, narcissist or something. We're not too involved. This is kind of just a thing on our periphery that we're aware of. But it's interesting to see, like, the empowerment of women and even like the encouragement of women to be a little aggressive and shitty and to have their feelings validated. Meanwhile, this kid's getting his... He's just sitting in a corner cowering because he can't leave this girl. And then to see her get backed up by hundreds of people on the internet.
Simply because she's a girl and he's a guy. That's why she's a hero. I really don't want to do that in this, like, Julian Rappaport situation. I guess, I mean, you could just Google.
Yeah,
didn't mention his first name, but whatever. I don't know. I just want to leave it at, I have no idea what happened. But sure. You've seen similar situations in like, on the internet. And you see that people feed off of this shit because, like, they love sexual trauma. They love being an audience to it. They love putting their two cents in.
I mean, imagine being a survivor.
Yeah.
A hero. Like, a hero, you know? Like, you have, especially if you're a young woman. So, you know, when we're kids, we haven't accomplished anything. Yes, a kid, what their biggest accomplishment is right after they graduate high school, it's like, I don't know, I was in the play or something. But now all of a sudden you get to be somebody who overcame great turmoil, you know? Mm-hmm. You get to be like this beacon. You did a great thing. You were abused and you stood your ground and you came out the other end and this is my fight song. I'm taking back my life song.
That's
appealing.
It's permeated the
And that
psyche.
That mixed with the horror and the fear that young men must feel for being the abuser, it's just everybody's just moving to their own corners and not interacting with the opposite sex or whoever you're attracted to. I mean, I guess it's different with gay relationships.
Sure.
Two gay dudes come to blows and nobody gives a fuck.
In terms of like one being a victim and one being an abuser?
Yeah, well, when it's two dudes, it's just two abusers.
About when it's two women?
When it's two women, I don't know. They just build a deck or something.
Anyway, sorry. I wasn't trying to say who's right and who's wrong in this situation. I see what you were saying about how that might deter some young people starting a relationship.
Young spectators.
Yeah.
And you just thinking about like why boys can't get boners and stuff. It's just like it seems to them that everything about being in a relationship or interacting with a real life person is not appealing because I already have my fantasy level sex shit here in my computer.
Yeah, and it's right
also,
there in front of you.
Fights and whatever seem to turn out horribly. Mm-hmm. You know, I have six kids in my class who are being accused of all kinds of shit, and maybe they did it, maybe they didn't. I'm just going to be over here minding my own goddamn business and not. And you kind of see that in the comments of this joke I did online where people are just like, you know, they're too young to really articulate themselves, but they internally they have all these reasons why it's easier just to not engage.
Right. Yeah, and on the other side, I can see how young women are learning that sex is mostly traumatic or can be, and relationships are traumatic, even if you didn't realize it at the time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Especially young relationships are a horror show.
Because you're already a nightmare. You're already like so dramatic and hormonal.
Right.
And then you get to go back and mind the trauma and go like, oh, wow, yeah, that did happen. And this person was doing this to me.
And it's so easy to, and it's something we all do for years where you go like, oh, well, that person did that to me.
Yeah.
And then maybe like years later you go like, well, okay, maybe that person was an asshole, but I wasn't helping when I did this.
Right.
You know, there's never any of that conversation. Nobody reflects. But then that's different than sexual abuse. That's a whole different, I don't know,
that's
man.
That's true. I don't know anything.
This is why I just jerk off to porn and
what the heck?
Leave it all alone.
Why can't I find Pennsylvania? I want to find that so bad on this porn thing. Kansas is chubby. Iowa is yoga pants. You know, it's Maine is just daddy. That's fucking weird. California makes no sense. This is so confusing to me. I'm going to have to email the Pornhub Insights team and be like, excuse me, what the fuck was going on with... Oh, New York is foot jobs. Fucking weird.
That's right up your alley.
But California is just swag. Is that an acronym that I don't know about?
No, I think it's just like swag. Style.
Just like people wearing
California is like
gold
just,
chains
just
and
your,
track suits.
Just your camera on your computer opens up and you look at yourself and just jack
that
off your own face.
That makes a lot of sense about the like sexual psyches of people in California. It's more about the vibe and the aesthetic
right.
than
What's,
just being
what kind of
horny.
Sunglasses they're wearing.
Fuck you, California. Anyway, we'll never know what Pennsylvania was, but it's probably something super weird.
All right, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any. Do we have anything else to say?
Nope. Still working on the hot sauce.
Yeah. Send us pictures. All right. Hail Satan.
Okay. Bye. Hail Satan.